Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John, 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. May God's gift of peace be with you. May you have peace in your mind, in your home, in your isolation, in your decisions, with your family, in your relationships, in your singleness, in your uniqueness. May God's peace be with you. Amen. When I was a child, we used to live across the street from a park. There are a lot of memories that I have from that park, but one stands out in particular. It's not the other kids and me running and playing around. It's not the green grass, the tall trees, the basketball court, or a particular bench. No, what stands out to me, and what always will, is the scent, the smell, the aroma. And this aroma, this smell, is wrapped up in all of my memories from this time. Just one whiff in my whole childhood, in an instant, comes flooding back. To this day, if I come in contact with the smell of barbecue from a neighbor or from a grill in the park, it will, in an instant, send me back to my youthful bedroom of our apartment overlooking the park. It'll send me back to the heat of the sun, creeping into my room from a window that's slightly ajar. It'll send me back to the sights and the sounds of fellowship and fraternity, family reunions and church outings, and young love. Yep, just one whiff and all these scenes are right in front of me again. I can taste them as if they're happening all over again right now. Have you ever had that experience? For some of us, it's not barbecue, but it's a word, a phrase, an old saying. As soon as someone says it, we are transported back to our favorite classroom, perhaps in front of our favorite teacher, sitting in the exact assigned seat from that semester. Maybe it's not a word or phrase, but a song. All it takes is a couple notes, and you're thinking about that loved one or a friend that you haven't thought about in decades, and that brings a smile to your face. Or is it the aroma of a perfume fragrance? Someone walks by wearing this familiar brand, and instantly you think of grandma. You swear, although she's long gone, she's right there waiting on a hug. In today's gospel reading, we encounter a group of exhausted disciples. Although Mary shared with them the good news that Christ is risen, the disciples remain in hiding, fearful that their connection to Jesus might result in their own death. Suddenly, Jesus emerges from the shadows of their quarantine quarters, pushing his way through the fear and anxiety that fills the room and offering them a greeting. "Peace be with you," Jesus said. And in case it didn't register, Jesus says it again. "Peace be with you." At that moment, for each disciple who gathered there, it all came flooding back. There they were, feeding the 5,000. There they were at the raising of Lazarus. There they were at the Sermon on the Mount. There they were as Jesus turned water into wine and turned over the tables in the temple. "Peace be with you," Jesus said. And they were filled with the memories and the moments and with all that Jesus had ever said or done among them. And they felt at ease again. They were happy. They began to smile. And yet Jesus did not fill them with memories only. Each memory they recalled would serve as fuel for a more important work, the mission that was set before them. Jesus' mission, which they would now carry on, called them to be the body of Christ in the world in his absence. And so Jesus left them not only with memories and peace, but with a mission, and not only with a mission, but with the Holy Spirit, the one who would fill them with power and love and grace for the work that was yet to come. Siblings in Christ, peace be with you. May you be filled with memories of all that God has done. Peace be with you. May you continue the mission and ministry with which Christ has entrusted you with. Peace be with you. May the Spirit give us all power, love, and grace for all that lies ahead. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.